The Denver School Board held a meeting earlier this week to get public input ahead of the vote tonight on the proposed closure of 5 district schools. The meeting, which lasted for 7 hours, was the only opportunity for public comment ahead of tonight's vote. Hundreds attended. Dozens of teachers, parents, and students spoke.
Good evening, school board. My name is Josephina Highland. At Palmer Elementary, I knew all the kids by name, and the little kids were super friendly. And like, if I saw them out when I was trick-or-treating or when I was going to the park, they would always come up and like be like, "Hey, Josie, do you want to play with us?" And at Palmer and all these small schools, you know most of these people since I've known all my friends since kindergarten. And at big schools, it feels a lot harder because there's this like big intimidating crowd that's super hard to feel comfortable in. If we sent all these kids to these big schools, it would have a big dent on their mental health. And the second grade of my old school had 18 students, which was like these kids had individualized attention. They could have more one-on-one time with the teacher and feel safe. Thank you for listening.
I'm a single mother of 2 kids that go to Fairview. Their dad died 2-3 years ago. I don't have any other help but me and my kid. My 9-year-old gets my 3-year-old up and ready for school. And I go to work at 6:00 in the morning. They have to be at school at 7:30. My 9-year-old gets my daughter ready to go to school, and they walk across the street and to get there safe. I can't, and I just want to just say, please keep Fairview open. They lost a teacher already, and they're getting ready to lose their school. It's not fair to these kids. Thank you.
My name is Cole. I am in the 3rd grade at Columbian Elementary. My teacher is Miss Handel. I am really mad and sad because I have really good memories at my school. I am mad because I don't want my school to close down. Please don't close my school down and don't take away my friends and teachers.
Good evening. My name is Keiko Orasat. I am a student at Columbian Elementary, and I would like you to repeal the small school's resolution. When they told me they were closing Columbian, I felt dejected. I was just really sad and I was too sad to go to my kung fu class. I would like you to know that school closure to the students at those schools feels like a very wrong choice. Students should have a say at what happens to their schools because it has been their school for a long period of time. Thank you for listening. Please vote to repeal the small schools resolution.
Despite the outpouring of opposition against closing schools, with lagging birth rates and many families leaving district boundaries for more affordable areas, enrollment has plummeted in the last 5 years.
Yeah, the birth rate in all of Colorado and in all of Denver is declining. There are just fewer babies now than there were 10, 20 years ago. And so that's part of it. And then, yeah, gentrification is the other part of it.
Melanie Asmar is a reporter at Chalkbeat, Colorado, and has been covering the proposed closures.
At 9 of the 10 original schools that are sort of on the chopping block right now, a majority of students are Black and Latino students of color and from low-income families, meaning they qualify for free or reduced price lunches. And yeah, these are some of the areas of town that have seen gentrification, where families are being pushed out of neighborhoods due to rising housing prices. And so that's why enrollment is declining in some of these areas. And that is a historic pattern that has happened in the past when DPS has closed schools. And, you know, this is a district-wide problem. And yet the solution is having a disproportionate burden on communities of color.
In a letter to the community, Denver Public Schools Superintendent Alex Moreo said, cutting these schools, each of which have fewer than 150 kids and are located within 2 miles of another elementary school, would leave the district with money to pay for salaries of 34 more teachers. Even so, Tony, a community member who did not share his last name but spoke during this week's meeting, told the board, there are some things that money can't buy.
Out of everything that you're doing, you're closing down a school in a community that you have not talked to, and we see it all the time, especially in inner city situations. How do you expect your people to feel empowered if we don't do what we need to empower them first? It doesn't matter the size of the school. The fact is that it's our future there. Why is it so hard to bridge that gap? Because that's where it starts. You talk to us to figure it out. Those are our kids in there.
As of Tuesday night, not all DPS school board members supported the closures. DPS Board Vice President Wante Anderson is one of 3 out of 7 school board members who have voiced opposition. He spoke at Tuesday's public input session.
Tonight, you will see me sitting with you in the community. I believe what has been going on with this Board of Education is uphold a white supremacist culture, and we forced students of color, families of color, schools of color, to fight against one another to prove that they are worthy of staying open, and that is never okay. Folks up here may not be comfortable with the comments that I've made tonight. I don't care. I'm here for you all, not for my colleagues.
While Denver's announcement to close schools has made headlines this week, it's not the only school district facing potential closures. Across Colorado, Jefferson County unanimously approved a plan last week to close 16 elementary schools at the end of the year. In Adams County School District 14, students, teachers, and families are holding a rally tomorrow to ward off potential closures that may come with the district's nearly 50% decline in enrollment. Denver Public School Board Vice President Wante Anderson will hold a rally today at 4 p.m. ahead of the board's vote. He will need at least one more board member to join him in opposition to get the 4-person majority vote against the Denver District School closures. For KGNU, I'm Alexis Kenyon.